Welcome to Symphony of Sound, where we're blending God's Word into the very rhythm of life. This is your hostess, Linda C. Shaw, creative vocal entrepreneur and poetic lyricist of Symphony of Sound, excited to be with you once again on this first Sunday in March 2024. Today, there will be several topics that I will touch, and I pray that what you receive will bless you in countless ways, because it is directly from my heart, and it has been adorned with the Word of God. So enjoy. Now first, I gotta do my thing. It's that time. It's your birthday, and I can't wait to see your smiling face and celebrate. It's your birthday, and I can't wait to see your smiling face and celebrate. We'll clap our hands. We'll stomp our feet. We'll do our dance and have a treat, treat. It's your birthday, and I can't wait to see your smiling face and celebrate. Happy birthday to all of the people who are blessed to be born in the month of March. But I'm going to share the names of those who are near and dear to me and a couple of Facebook friends as well. Happy birthday to my outrageous, handsome, gregarious, funny, and entrepreneurial nephew, Derek Culver, Sr. Happy birthday to Mama Dolores Seals out there in Georgia, Midland to be exact. Happy birthday to my best friend, and she's my personal care attendant, Phyllis L. Davis. Happy birthday to my cousin, Paulette Renee Thornton, out there in Indianapolis, Indiana. I love you, Paula, and just have a marvelous, marvelous time. And then I got another nephew. Now, LaShawn, I don't know where you at. You be traveling from Gary to Indianapolis and in between. LaShawn Upshaw. May God continue to bless you, LaShawn, and may you enjoy your special day. And then I must put a shout out to my brother-in-law, who was transitioned on to glory, Mr. Paul Perry. May you rest beautifully in the arms of the Lord. And I got a few Facebook friends. Not that many, but hey, I want to give you a shout out too. Tara Toller, my sister in the Lord and fellow author as well. Hi, happy birthday. We will connect this month. Love you. And from East Chicago, Indiana, I don't know where you at now, Mr. Dennis Weathersby. Anybody in between who I missed, bless you and enjoy your special day. Whoop, whoop, it's your birthday. Now we will get into the heart of today's episode. It's going to be divided into two aspects because March, as we know it, has been officially designated Women's History Month. Okay? And the theme for the 2024 Women's History Month is Women Who Advocate for Equity, Diversity, and Inclusion. This theme was chosen by the National Women's History Alliance to celebrate women who are committed to eliminating bias and discrimination from our society and institution. The theme also challenges the current attempts to ban books that promote diversity and inclusion in some parts of the country. And of course, we are going to talk about the greatest gift, the greatest miracle that this world has ever known, and that is Easter Sunday, Resurrection Sunday, which falls on the fifth Sunday. Stir up the gift Sunday. There is no better gift to stir up than that of Jesus Christ. March 31st, 2024. So I want to thank all of the strong women in our society who have worked tirelessly to bring equity to women in the workforce, in the sports arena, and the financial, educational, and social institutions. These strong, intelligent, and influential women have demonstrated with hard work, determination, collaboration, and yes, faith, what seems insurmountable can actually be attainable and achieved. How did these women move past so many roadblocks and failed petitions? They believed in themselves and in their cause. One phenomenal woman who we don't hear much about is Mamie Till. Mamie Elizabeth Till Mobley, born Mamie Elizabeth Carthen, November 23, 1921 through January 6, 2003, was an American educator and activist. She was the mother of Emmett Till, the 14-year-old teenager murdered in Mississippi on August 28, 1955, after accusations that he had whistled at a Caucasian grocery store cashier named Carolyn Bryant. For Emmett's funeral in Chicago, Mamie Till insisted that the casket containing his body be left open because, in her words, "I wanted the world to see what they did to my baby." Till Mobley's activism extended far beyond what she did in the wake of her son's death. However, since her Emmett's death became symbolic of the lynchings of the mid-1950s, she remains most well known in that context. For this and all of her activism, Till Mobley was able to use her role as a mother to relate to other people and gain support for the cause of racial justice. A large part of Till Mobley's work and activism centered around education, as she advocated for children living in poverty for over 40 years, including 23 years teaching in the Chicago public school system. Till Mobley established the Emmett Till Players, a theater group that worked with school children outside of the classroom, learning and performing famous speeches by civil rights leaders such as Martin Luther King Jr., to inspire hope, unity, and determination to their audiences. She graduated from Chicago's Teachers College in 1960, which is now Chicago State University. And in 1971, she obtained a master's degree in educational administration from Loyola University, Chicago. Born in Mississippi, Carthen had moved as a child with her parents to Chicago area during the Great Migration. After her son's murder, Mamie Till became an educator and activist in the civil rights movement. She said she wanted the world to see how ugly racism was. Her fortitude and courage set off a chain reaction of events that changed how the South could treat African-American people. She believed her son's gruesome death needed to be seen by the world. Please remember to listen to today's trailer for an exciting upcoming event around this phenomenal woman and the death of her son. Information I received about Mamie Till was taken from Wikipedia. But what I want you to take away is that all of these phenomenal women believed in their cause. Believing is the game changer. It is what makes the difference. It is what makes the difference. Today, I'd like to share how faith in God and believing in yourself is the ultimate game changer. It is what changes an insecure, socially inactive, possibly financially depressed, and confused young lady into a virtuous woman who is capable of achieving anything she sets her will and intellect to, as it aligns with the will and word of God. It begins with understanding who you are in Christ. Several years back, I attended a conference titled God's Perfect Love Women's Conference. It was facilitated by Pastor Caller Carla Coburn, and there was one particular handout that I have kept over these long years. I've shared it with my daughters and friends, and eventually it got stored away. However, I came across it a couple of weeks ago, and it couldn't have come at a better time. The message presented is for every single woman young enough to understand it and mature enough to walk in it. It was created by the Anima series and is loosely based on 1 John 4th chapter 10th through 12th verses. I prayerfully ask every woman to do as it says, embrace, believe, and then read about the women in the Bible it mentions, Esther, Ruth, Martha, Mary. There is some show enough history there that we need to know. After these words of wisdom and inspiration, I will share several Bible verses that speaks about how God sees you and what was created within you, and I will finish with the actual scripture in 1 John 4th chapter, but we will take it from the 10th through the 16th verse, and it will be from the Message Bible. But this is the handout that is titled, This is Who You Are. You are beautiful. You are smart. You are funny. You are kind. You are unique. You are worthy of love and affection. You are never too much and are always enough. You are precious. You are a diamond, a rose, a pearl, the most stunning of all God's creation. You are worth more than you could ever imagine, worth more than the numbers on the scale or the hair product you use or the shoes you wear. More than how many girls wish they were you or how many guys wish they had you. More than the price tags on your clothes or the percentage at the top of your math test or even the number of followers you have on TikTok or Twitter or YouTube or Facebook. Your worth surpasses all earthly things. Because in the eyes of the Lord God, you are loved and you are worth dying for, regardless of who you think you are. Whether you model in a magazine or you model pottery with grandma, whether you're on the hot list or the not list, whether you're head cheerleader, whoop whoop, or a high school dropout, whether you're Miss Popular, or you've never had anyone you could call a friend. Whether you love yourself and love your life, or you can't stand to look in the mirror and you feel as if everything in your life is falling apart. Whether you're a winner or you feel like the world's biggest failure. Regardless of who you think you are, the reality is that you deserve someone who would give up their life for you because you are powerful and strong and capable. And I'm adding, you are loved. Read about the women in the Bible, Esther, Ruth, Martha, Mary. These women changed the world forever, and inside of you, each and every one of you, is a woman with that same power and that same strength and that same world-changing capability. And your responsibility is to find that woman and set that woman free. Hallelujah! Oh, I'm excited just thinking about it. This is who you are. And any voices in your mind that try to tell you differently are from the enemy. And the next time you hear them, this is what you say. You say, not me, Satan. I am a daughter of the living God, cherished, loved, and adored above all things by the Creator of all things, for the glory of Him who is greater than all things. I am awesome. And please don't forget it. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Ladies, receive it and believe it. Then walk in it. Scriptures supporting that awesome word are 1 Corinthians 11 through 12. And it says, it is true that the first woman came from a man, but all other men have been given life and birth by women. Yet God is the one who created everything. 1 Corinthians 15 through 10 says, but by the grace of God, I am what I am, and His grace toward me was not in vain. On the contrary, I've worked harder than any of them, though it was not I, but the grace of God that is with me. 1 Corinthians 16 and 14 says, let all that you do be done in love. 1 Peter, 3rd chapter, verses 3 through 4 says, do not let your adorning be external, the braiding of hair and the putting on of gold jewelry or the clothing you wear, but let your adorning be the hidden person of the heart with the imperishable beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which in God's sight is very precious. 1 Timothy 3 and 11 says, their wives likewise must be dignified, not slanderers, but sober-minded, faithful in all things. Luke 1st chapter 45th verse, and blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her by the Lord. And of course, Philippians 4, 6 through 8. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, hallelujah, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. And finally, brethren, sisters, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. Proverbs 14th chapter, 1st verse. The wisest of women builds her house, but folly with her own hands tears it down. Proverbs 3:15. She is more precious than jewels, and nothing you desire can compare with her. Proverbs 31, 16 through 17, you know we're talking about the virtuous woman. She considers a field and buys it. With the fruit of her hands, she plants a vineyard. She dresses herself with strength and makes her arm strong. Proverbs 31, 20 through 21st verse. She opens her hand to the poor and reaches out her hands to the needy. When it snows, she has no fear for her household, for all of them are clothed in scarlet, wrapped, covered, secure. Proverbs 31, 25. Strength and dignity are her clothing, and she laughs at the time to come. Proverbs 31 through 26. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and the teaching of kindness is on her tongue. At Proverbs 31, 30. Charm is deceitful, and beauty is vain. But a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. And finally, Psalm 46 and 5. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God will help her when morning dawns. And Psalm 139, 14. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it very well. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I want to share this with you. Whenever you have a need, a question, whenever there's confusion or doubt, whenever your heart is heavy, be sure to turn to God's word first. And then cling to this scripture in Ephesians 3rd chapter, 20th verse. God can do anything, you know, far more than you could ever imagine or guess or request in your wildest dreams. He does it not by pushing us around, but by working within us, His Spirit deeply and gently within us. Glory to God in the church. Glory to God in the Messiah, in Jesus. Glory down all generations. Glory through all millennia. Oh, yes. Belief and love. 1 John, 4th chapter, 10 through 16, where the poem, This Is Who You Are, was birthed. It says, my beloved friends, let us continue to love each other, since love comes from God. Everyone who loves is born of God and experiences a relationship with God. The person who refuses to love doesn't know the first thing about God, because God is love. So you can't know Him if you don't love. This is how God showed His love for us. God sent His only Son into the world so we might live through Him. This is the kind of love we are talking about. Not that we once upon a time loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son as a sacrifice to clear away our sins and the damage they've done to our relationship with God. My dear friends, if God loved us like this, we certainly ought to love each other. No one has seen God ever, but if we love one another, God dwells deeply within us, and His love becomes complete in us. Perfect love. This is how we know we're living steadily and deeply in Him and He in us. He's given us life from His life, from His very own Spirit. Also, we've seen for ourselves and continue to state openly that the Father sent His Son as Savior of the world. Everyone who confesses that Jesus is God's Son participates continuously in an intimate relationship with God. We know it so well, we've embraced it heart and soul. This love that comes from God. And I must reiterate one more time, whether you're dealing with heartache or feeling overwhelmed by life's challenges, God's word can offer hope and reassurance. Here are just a few of the many encouraging Bible verses for women. Proverbs 31:25, Philippians 4:13, Psalm 23:1, and 1 Peter 5:7. Now, if you still can't understand or receive that you were loved into existence, I've got just a few more scriptures that I pray will help you on your journey to get there. 1 John 3:1 reads, "How great is the love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are." Jeremiah 31:3, "I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have drawn you with loving kindness." Zephaniah 3:17, "The Lord your God is with you. He is mighty to save. He will take great delight in you. He will quiet you with His love. He will rejoice over you with singing." Ephesians 2nd chapter 4th through 5th verse, "But God, being rich in mercy, because of the great love with which He loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses and sin, made us alive together with Christ. By grace, you have been saved." Belief in and practice of what the Word says, praying and developing your own personal relationship with God, is at the very core of our beings. Jesus said, "I am in the Father, and the Father is in me, and I am in you." His death on the cross demonstrated the single most greatest attribute of love that exists. Jesus' death on the cross was for the saving of our souls, the punishment for our sins, the most torturous, excruciating, publicly humiliating form of death known at that time. But even more so than that, it was and still is the greatest act of love that will ever exist. Trust God. Live your life in the fruits given to you by this one act of love. This month, as this solemn holy day approaches, as you worship, or even as you contemplate the meaning of the greatest sacrifice the world has ever known, go deeper. Consider how the truth of His word was manifested toward His people. He died for all of our sins. He rose again as His word promised, and He ascended into heaven and is seated on the right hand of His Father on the throne of grace. Oh yes, we were loved into existence, and our very existence is rooted and grounded in carrying out the purpose and plan God the Sovereign Father laid out for our lives through His Son Jesus. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. His sacrifice on the cross gave us the power and authority through the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, whom He left for us in His place to do everything His Word admonishes, told us to do. We are strong, we are capable, and as the Scripture says in Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who lives in me, sealing that in the foundational truth in power in 1 John 4th chapter, 4th through 6th verse. Greater is He that is in me than he who is in the world. Now go and learn how to become your beautiful, bold, God-given instrument of His power, grace, and love. I love you with the love of Jesus. To God be the glory as we praise, honor, worship, and celebrate the greatest act of love that exists. Blessed Resurrection Easter Sunday. Thank you for listening to Symphony of Sound, where we're blending God's Word into the very rhythm of life. Please be sure to listen to today's trailer.